It's a beautiful morning in the Negev desert of Israel. Jonathan Park, his father Kendall, and their faithful friend Akiva are just leaving the camp of their Bedouin friends.
Chief Sherabani, it's been wonderful to stay here with your clan.
Thank you all for your hospitality.
No, it is I who have been blessed by you.
Are you sure your men can take time to drive us home?
Of course, my friend. As you can see, our jeep is older, but it can make it back to Mount Nebo with no problem. Yakdiel, where are you? Yakdiel, are you coming?
Yes, Sherabani. I am getting the keys from my tent. Ah, here they are.
I wondered where you kept those.
Who are you?
It's not going to seem like it, but I'm a friend.
What?
If I had more time, I could have probably thought of a better way to do that. Fortunately, my friend, we're about the same size and build. And now to borrow those keys, thank you. By the time you awake, I'll be long gone.
I don't know what's taking Yagdiel so long. Oh, here he comes. Yagdiel, where have you been, my friend?
I am ready.
All right, everyone into the jeep.
Goodbye. Thank you.
We will stay in touch, Sherabani.
Drive safely with our guest, Yagdiel.
Bye, Chief Sherabani.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, Yagdiel, for driving us home.
I am glad to help.
Kendall, I think we're going the wrong direction.
You're right. Hey, Yagdiel, you seem to be heading the wrong way.
No, I assure you we are headed the right way.
But Mount Nebo's that direction!
Hey, what's going on here?
I'm getting the feeling that Yakdiel's up to something.
Maybe I'm not even Yakdiel.
Miles Morgan? It was you under that robe this whole time!
What are you doing? I'm not taking you to Mount Nebo, that's for sure. Now sit back and hold on.
No!
What's going on?
What is Miles Morgan up to? Where is he taking them? To find out, join the adventure in Jonathan Park and Operation Gezer. Just about an hour later, Jonathan, Kendall, and Akiva sit in a dimly lit room at a long wooden table.
Where are we?
Where's Miles?
I'm right here.
Miles, what's going on?
How'd you know where to find us?
Trust me, Jonathan. I've been watching your every move since Qumran.
Have you been the one stealing all the artifacts?
Wait a minute. I recognize you. A few years back, at Ian's office, as I was just leaving, you were coming in.
True. I have known Ian for a long time.
But Miles, you called upon the Lord. You committed to following Christ, and you were going to serve out your prison time.
Did you escape?
Kendall, my commitment to follow the Lord is real. Although I grieve not being there for my family, I determined I would serve out my time. And then someday, be reunited with them. I've prayed that the Lord would miraculously watch over them.
But you didn't follow through. Here you are, out of prison.
One day, an FBI agent visited my prison cell, dressed as a guard. He explained that they needed my help, and that if I was willing to cooperate, they'd be willing to work with me for an early release.
Really?
So they wanted you to tail us.
A few years ago, I worked with Ian on a scam to sell stolen artifacts on the black market.
Ian?
Yes, Akiva. I'm sorry to say that you don't know the real man. He was a very good archaeologist 30 years ago, but once his accomplishments began to fade, he started to do wrong things.
But Ian's been a good friend.
He's certainly been good to us.
I understand what it's like wanting to be good, but giving in to a sinful nature. Ian's hid his crime so well that many agencies have been after him for years. Because of my past experience with him and because of my connection to you, the authorities knew that I was the one that they needed to catch Ian.
So you haven't backslidden into your old sinful ways?
No, by the grace of God.
This is wonderful. We need to call Mrs. Morgan to let her know.
No, we can't. I've been told that no one, including Melissa, can know, or the deal with the feds will be off. But if we succeed at capturing Ian, then I'll be a free man.
That's so great. Oh, boy. I just realized that Ian's been using us as a front for his crimes.
I don't get it. We actually found a giant treasure. Why does he need to steal things?
Jonathan, we believe the treasure is a fraud, made up of artifacts he bought with money he made from the others that he stole.
So why is he looking for the Copper Scroll treasures?
This may shock you, Jonathan, but none of this was real. Ian's manufactured all the clues. The red ochre on the Dead Sea Cave, the Qumran parchment, the bogus treasure.
But why?
The money and the fame.
Exactly. He's finally got the spotlight again. And your treasure hunts brought in millions of dollars in donations.
No. And we've been a part of it all. Wait, does the FBI think we're a part of his scam?
No. They know you're innocent. But they want your help. Please meet Officer Bronson with ICE, the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Nice to meet
Hello.
You.
We have enough evidence against Ian to establish probable cause, but he's been just clever enough that we can't clearly connect him to any of the specific robberies, and therefore, without further evidence, we cannot prosecute on any counts. We need to catch him with an artifact that he's stolen. From the inside, we hope that you can help us capture him in the act. Miles here will be around to back you up. Are you willing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
We've learned that Ian's next stop is going to be the biblical site of Gezer.
Okay. Then let's get started. This is how we're going to proceed. I want you to contact Ian. Let him know you're still on board. Continue on.
This is all so amazing.
And hard to believe.
We felt the same way.
So, I want to explain our next step.
Oh, someone's here.
I'll be right there.
I'll be in the back room.
Micah.
May I come in?
Sure.
You guys saw what happened at the Bedouin camp. I'm telling you, I really think Ian's the one behind the robberies. I came to you guys to see what you think we ought to do.
Miles, it's safe to come out.
What? Who's this?
Miles Morgan. Meet Micah Richards.
Miles is working with ICE to catch Ian.
Oh.
Micah smelled a rat a long time ago. Sorry that we didn't understand, Micah.
It's all right.
We've been tracking both Ian and you. You could be a valuable player on our team.
Well then, count me in.
Now remember, he'll probably keep looking for treasure as long as funding continues. Whenever popularity wanes, he'll just plant another fake treasure to be found. Okay, Kendall, have you heard back from Ian?
Yes, I have. And let me tell you, it was one awkward phone call. But he's wondering if we wanted to continue the search. He told us to meet him at Gezer, just like you said he would.
Perfect. Well, while you're in Gezer, don't reveal you're on to him, or it will all come apart. Now, I've met with Ian, and I've told him that I'm looking for an artifact that he'll want to buy. But before we start, I think we need to spend a little time in prayer. The Lord will see us through.
Hello, crew. Welcome to Romla.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. Good to see you again.
So how was the ride here?
Oh, it was great.
Just fine, yeah.
So, gang, during our little, hiatus, I did a little more translation work on the second scroll. And I learned that it leads to Gezer, which is about 8 miles from here. It seems to match the seventh column on the original scroll.
Oh, the second copper scroll, eh? Well, then it should be here.
Okay, look, let's just deal with this. I ran away when we were at the Bedouin camp, but put yourself in my shoes. I was being subjected to a tribal superstition and asked to put a piece of hot metal to my tongue. So you guys don't think I'm guilty of all that Micah accused me of, right? I mean, you're still ready to work on this project.
All right, Ian. We're ready to keep going.
Are you sure?
Let's do it.
All right. Then I want you to settle into your hotels, and after that, let's take my jeep down to Gezer. Another nice room. Hello?
Ian, it's Miles. I've got just the artifact for you.
Already?
Hey, you're working with a professional here.
I must admit, last time we worked together, you always delivered.
Speaking of delivering, we need to work out a spot to meet. Tonight.
I have to join my team down at the dig site in just a minute. Where do you want to meet?
I know this little place that's out of the way. It's the perfect place for me to show you what I've got.
This looks similar to many of the sites we've already been.
Except this one, it's surrounded by more green fields.
Yep, and even though you can see houses over there, it's further away from the city.
And I brought you here to a very special place. Look at these structures. They are the Solomonic Gates.
Wow, they look like the leftover foundation of a larger structure.
Yes, Jesse, in its heyday, this would have been a beautiful tower that served as the entrance to the city. Look at the rock patterns. There were 6 chambers here.
So this was built by Solomon?
Remember the verse we read earlier about Gezer being conquered by the Egyptian pharaoh and then given to his daughter, the wife of King Solomon?
Yes.
Well, after the destruction by the conquering Egyptian army, Gezer was built up by Solomon. In 1 Kings 9:14 and 15, and Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer.
What's interesting is that archaeologists have also found those 6 chamber gates at Megiddo and Hazor.
Just like the Bible says.
Miles! Miles! Where are you? Psst! Miles!
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
What's the matter? Not used to doing back alley deals at night?
Not so sure. This is the safest part of town. So, what have you got for me?
Well, tonight, I just have a replica of the real thing.
What? I'm out here risking my life for nothing more than a replica?
This may be a replica, but I know where the real one is. And once you commit to buy it, I can obtain it almost immediately.
You mean steal it?
Call it what you may, but here's my price.
At first, I thought I couldn't be seeing correctly in this light. You've got to be joking.
Wait until you see what it is. And then you'll be begging to buy it for that price. Here you go. Take a look.
What is... Oh, wait a minute. Is it the...
The second copper scroll.
But I've already found the second...
No, we've been through this. I know your scroll's a fake.
I can't believe it. So where's the real one?
Uh-uh. No more questions. You can keep this replica as a reminder to call me. By the way, you'll need the real one since the inscription on this one's not readable. Imagine, Ian, the real scroll. Where will it lead you? When you're ready, give me a call and we'll make a deal. Got it?
Well, I'll need a little time to get the money together.
Well, let's not make it too long. I may have other buyers. Have a good night.
You too.
Hello?
Kendall?
What's up?
The bait's been set for the rat.
Oh, okay. I guess Micah's up next in the morning, right?
That's the plan. Let's pray that the Lord will give us victory. Hey, sorry to wake you.
No problem. Get some sleep. And Miles.
Yes?
It's nice to be working with you again.
Me too. I regret the years I wasted instead of serving the Lord.
Well, the Lord can restore the years the locusts have eaten.
I hope so. With all my heart. Good night, Kendall.
All right, good night, Miles.
Thank you for bringing me to this amazing place.
You're welcome. Although many call this the Pool of the Arches, it's also known as the St. Helens Pool.
A giant labyrinth of underground arches, filled with water and the light reflecting across the pillars and ceiling.
Isn't it neat that we can paddle rowboats through it like this? Ugh. Jesse, I'm sorry, honey, I need to take this.
That's okay, Dad, I know it's important.
I'm surprised they didn't get service down here. Hello, Jim speaking.
I'm glad I finally called your cell.
Dr. Maxwell.
You've made a major change on the debate, one that you'll like. Since you're still in Israel, we decided that it would look great if we broadcast directly from Jerusalem, the capital of the 3 main religions.
What? I was planning to fly home for it.
Okay, I'll have my publicist call you later and make final arrangements. Gotta run.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
That's actually going to be better for us.
Jesse, I'm so thankful for all the research we've been able to do on this trip.
Oh, Dad, look up at the ceiling right there.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just beautiful.
So, if you could make only one point during the debate, what would it be?
My favorite observation has been all the prophecies that tell of the coming Messiah. Do you know there were over 60, and Jesus fulfilled them all? Do you know the odds of one man fulfilling all of these prophecies, Jesse? has been estimated to be 1 in 100 trillion.
That sums it all up.
God's word says it. Jesus is the Messiah the Old Testament prophesied. And as we've seen on this trip over and over again, the word of God was carefully passed down. The manuscript and archaeological evidence are in complete harmony with the message of the scriptures. But men are rebellious against God and his word, despite the evidence. Well, enough about the debate. Let's paddle over this way and eat the picnic you packed.
Oh, that sounds great!
Rex! Oh, please stop that barking!
Hey, Mom. I'm headed out to help at the ranch, okay?
Right now?
I thought that's what we talked about. Mom, what's wrong? Is it Dad?
Yes. I'm just afraid that he might have returned to his old way of life. Kirk, I need your father here. And to know that he's seeking to honor the Lord.
It's okay, Mom. We just need to continue to seek the Lord as well and pray for Dad. The Lord hasn't forgotten us.
Okay, now for a better look at this replica of the real Second Scroll. Could it be that Miles knows the location of the real scroll? Oh, what is that? Cedar? Where do I recognize that from? Micah! Micah stores everything in cedar chips. But why would... Oh no, I'm late meeting everyone out at the site. Right here. Look at this stone.
Wow. Someone carved some big words right into this rock.
Well, what does it say?
I can read this side. It's in Hebrew. Domain of Gezer.
There are several of these stones. Oftentimes they are inscribed with the names of the landowners. They're in Hebrew as you enter the city and in Greek as you leave.
So they'd tell travelers they were entering Gezer?
Exactly. By the way, it was these stones that helped archaeologists to positively identify this site as the biblical city of Gezer.
When I lead tours here, I often point out the analogy that goes along with these border stones.
Well, can you share it with us?
Well, think about it. The city was once controlled by a completely pagan culture. Then God told the Hebrews to conquer it and remove all worldly and idolatrous influence.
But they didn't.
That's right. They continued to live as God's people while entertaining the surrounding pagan world. Gezer was a compromise of pretending to live in obedience to God while ultimately compromising to the way of the world.
It's dangerous to try to live a double life like that.
Yeah, but later, under Solomon's rule, they took full control of the city. They built strong walls and put out these boundary stones, declaring to foreigners that you were now entering the city of God's people.
Like Gezer, we're not supposed to mix the ways of the world with the will and pleasure of God's ways. Instead, we need to take every thought captive to the obedience of our Savior and His ways. Good stuff, eh, Ian?
yes, of course. Okay, Akiva. The scroll talks about the fallow fields, the irrigated land, and the landmark, possibly one of these Gezer boundary stones. This area was used for agriculture. Since it matches the scroll's description, I say we start investigating here.
Okay, team, you heard him.
Oh, no. Look who's coming.
It's Micah.
I hope he doesn't start up with me again.
Hello, everyone. I see you're all hard at it.
Hello, Micah.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing here, Micah?
Don't worry, Ian. I'm not here to give you a hard time.
Then why are you here?
To look for the copper scroll treasure.
What? I thought you believed the whole thing was bogus.
Well, I guess something changed my mind. I may have a whole team in here in a few days.
So where are you working?
We'll be over there, working along the interface of the outer wall.
Why there?
I've got my reasons.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. See you later. He sure has changed his attitude about the hunt for treasure.
Sure has. Almost like he knows something.
Ian!
Oh, hi, Micah. Down at the site this morning, I was confused. Suddenly, you're jumping in on the hunt? And why here at Gezer? Do you know something I don't?
Maybe.
Oh, you frustrate me. Look, Micah, we used to be partners, and I've offered to join forces several times lately. I say we put our differences aside and be a team again.
Ian, I enjoy those times of being partners. But times have changed, you've changed. I cannot partner with someone I no longer trust.
Oh, And you don't have any secrets to share with me?
Not at this time.
By the way, that's a nice box you have there on your mantle.
Oh, that, yes, it's quite an interesting piece.
Well, I better go. I'll probably see you down at the site.
I guess so.
Hello, this is Zev.
Zev, Ian.
Hold on for just a moment.
Am I catching you at a bad time?
Just another second. Yes, it's a bad moment. I'm at my nephew's bar mitzvah.
Sorry about that. I'll keep it short. I think I've located the real second copper scroll.
Really? Okay, well, now I have all the time in the world.
Like I told you, Miles Morgan said he could get his hands on it anytime we're ready to pay. But I just discovered that Micah has it himself at his hotel.
Really? How'd he get it?
I'm not sure.
Real quick, how's it going with your team? Are they onto you?
I don't think so. It's been a little awkward, though, since the so-called trial by fire. But I think they're still with me.
So do you think Miles intends to steal this scroll himself?
Of course. You know him. That way he can sell it to us at a very high price. But he doesn't know that I know where it's at.
I say it's time to eliminate the middleman.
Late tonight?
Yes.
Call me when your bar mitzvah's done, and we'll make a plan.
Talk to you then.
Hey, there you are. I was starting to worry.
Have I ever let you down?
Never. You look great in your hotel uniform.
Hope it fools everyone.
Okay, here's the fire alarm handle. Just across the hall, here's the broom closet.
And right here's Micah's room?
Exactly. Will you recognize him?
No, but I'll see his face when he comes out of the room.
Perfect. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Radio check.
Testing. One, two, three.
Loud and clear. Can you hear me in your earpiece?
All set.
All right. This is it. Wait until I'm in the closet.
Okay. Let her rip.
Okay. Here goes the fire alarm. Fire alarm! Fire alarm! Everyone out of your rooms!
What's happening?
A fire alarm. Please assemble down by the swimming pool.
Is it really a fire or just a drill?
Sir, I need to ask you to head down to the swimming pool area.
Oh, what's happening?
Let's move quickly, people.
Okay. Micah's heading down to the pool. You can come out.
Good work, Zev. Now follow him down there and keep an eye on him. Let me know if he's on his way up.
Will do. Hope it goes well.
Thanks. Great. The door's locked.
Figures that he'd lock it tonight.
Good thing Akiva told me this little trick. I'm in.
I knew you'd do it. Okay, I'm approaching the pool. I don't see Micah yet, but I'll find him.
Now, where is that box? It was sitting right up here and... Zev, we've got a problem. The box is no longer here.
Maybe after you saw it, he hid it under his bed or in the closet or something.
Good point. I'll check everywhere. Nope. Not here either.
We've got a lot of commotion going on down here at the pool. The rest of the staff is showing up now, trying to get control.
Just not finding it.
Okay, I see Micah. I'll get close enough to keep an eye on him and let you know if he heads back up your way.
When can we go back to our rooms?
It appears it was a false alarm.
Until we know, please sit down next to the pool, relax, and we will let you know when we can return to bed.
Zev, the box is just nowhere to be found.
Ian, you're going to kill me. I see Micah right across from me, and he's carrying it with him.
What?
Yes, in all the pandemonium in the hallway, I didn't notice he had it under his arm.
This is a fine fix. Now what? We didn't plan for this. But for now, you'd better straighten that room up and get out of there.
Okay, already on it. So we need to find a way to get the box away from him without him noticing.
I think a solution just presented itself.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is your wheelchair coat on the table?
Yes, it is. I seem to be stuck.
Sir, could you set down your box and help this woman with her wheelchair?
Yes, of course. Okay, the wheel's caught on the table leg. There you go, ma'am. It's free.
Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're most well. Hey, where'd my box go?
Your box?
Yes, it was sitting right here. Sir, did you see someone take the box that was sitting right here?
No, sir. I didn't see a box.
Oh, no, it's gone.
I got it, Ian. It's ours.
Great work, Zev. Okay, I'll meet you down at the car, and we'll get out of here.
Will they successfully get away with the wooden box? Does this derail the plan to capture Ian? To find out, you'll have to join us next time for part 2 of Jonathan Park and Operation Gezer. You've been listening to the adventures of Jonathan Park. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as the Creation Response Team works their plan to bring Ian to justice in Part 2 of Jonathan Park and Operation Gezer.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.